From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Save the Children said Wednesday thousands of people have fled the Mosul area in order to escape an offensive by Iraqi and Kurdish forces to retake the city from the Islamic State militants. The aid group said about 5,000 people had arrived at a refugee camp in Syria during the past 10 days and that it's at risk of being overwhelmed. More than 100 American troops are accompanying the Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga forces in the Mosul operation. President Obama Tuesday acknowledged that the assault would not be easy.
I'm confident that we can succeed, although it's going to be a tough fight and a difficult fight. There will be ups and downs in this process, but my expectation is that ultimately it will be successful.
Again, that is President Obama. A Philippine police van Wednesday rammed and ran over baton-wielding anti-U.S. protesters outside the U.S. Embassy in Manila. Police used tear gas and water cannon to try to disperse hundreds of supporters of President Rodrigo Duterte. His recent comments were that he wanted to loosen his nation's alliance with the United States. A total of 23 protesters were arrested, according to the chief inspector there. He said protesters had broken through the line of police securing the embassy's gates. Democrat Hillary Clinton and rival Donald Trump have their last presidential debate Wednesday. With less than 3 weeks to go before Americans are to cast ballots on November 8th, polls show Clinton widening her lead over the Republican nominee. The 90-minute debate will be held at the University of Las Vegas in Nevada. You can follow our debate coverage at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Kremlin said Wednesday it does not expect any breakthrough in resolving the conflict in Ukraine at international talks it's set to start in Berlin. That comment came from Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov. It comes hours before President Vladimir Putin is scheduled to meet with the leaders of France, Germany, and Ukraine to discuss the unrest in the ex-Soviet nation. A pause in Russian and Syrian airstrikes in Aleppo held into a second day Wednesday ahead of a brief ceasefire that's aimed at allowing civilians and rebels to quit the devastated city. The halt also comes ahead of talks in Berlin between the Russian, French, and German leaders on Syria's five-year conflict. Under growing international pressure over the devastation and civilian deaths caused by the airstrikes, Moscow announced early Tuesday that Russian and Syrian warplanes would stop bombing to pave the way for a humanitarian pause. As for the humanitarian efforts, Jens Lurecki of the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs said a longer pause is needed.
The announcement that we heard was for an eight-hour pause, but on consecutive days for more than one day. We have and we continue to call for a 48-hour pause, or 48-hour pause. That is what we need. We also need it in order to prepare ourselves to actually do such operations.
Meanwhile, Syria's President Bashar al-Assad told a Swiss TV station Tuesday that government forces had to rid the city of Aleppo of rebel terrorists under its constitutional mandate to protect the civilian population. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, working with Czech police, arrested a Russian citizen in Prague Wednesday in connection with an attempted cyber attack against the United States. Without going into further detail, the Czech policeman spokesperson David Sean said the aim of the operation was a Russian citizen and that it was carried out successfully. Ecuador's government acknowledged Tuesday that it had partly restricted internet access for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. He has lived at the country's London embassy since 2012. WikiLeaks said Assange had lost connectivity on Sunday, October 16th, sparking speculation that Ecuador might have been pressured by the U.S. due to the group's publication of hacked material linked to U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. However, in a statement, the country said that its decision was entirely its own responsibility. Three people were killed when their army helicopter crashed in the mountainous areas of southern Vietnam, according to the Defense Ministry Wednesday. The helicopter had disappeared from radar 23 minutes after takeoff Tuesday. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.